Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I want to sing a song for you. No, I don't. Give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Speaking of calling, I talked to Brown Sugar this weekend, and she was disappointed that she ain't getting no phone calls. You know, she really, really was looking forward to being stalked. And, you know, it's one of the things that's on her bucket list. I got to see some of the stuff that's on her bucket list, and being stalked is one of them. And she's like, y'all slipping. Just saying. Call-in number, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Also, we ask you, jump to the chat room on the Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. Once again, www.smoothdrama.com. You can jump into the chat room. You can chat with me and some of the other Smooth Drama listeners. It's all live, and it's all incognito. So you can be whoever you want to be. Just saying, if you're into that kind of thing, it's like role-playing online. Also, if you're on social media with us, you know, reach out and bully us online, whatnot. Because some people think that stuff is like really, really effective. Like you wanna bully us here at Smooth Drama. You can ask to get into the Facebook group. Myself or Mr. Lavender will add you. Once again, if you wanna get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. Lavender we'll let you in. All you just got to say is, I want in. I want smooth drama. I want it in my lap. I want it in my pocket. I want smooth drama everywhere. Anyway, and pretty much anywhere you find smooth drama, add us. We'll add you back. Follow you. Follow us. We can do all that. And have a good old wang dang doodle. Y'all know wang dang doodle. I'm guessing it's like an old Southern thing where a whole bunch of people who didn't have rhythm got together. It's gonna be a wang dang doodle. And they just all dance really, really weird together. The origin of my favorite thing to do on vacation. My favorite thing to do on vacation. Yeah. All right. Speaking of vacation, got to start with our more scrumptious apocalypse. Because what will we do without it, right? Come to find out, Florida. Y'all talking about the apocalypse. Then y'all talking about apocalypse over. Ding dong, the apocalypse dead. The apocalypse dead. The apocalypse dead. Ding dong, the apocalypse dead. Nope. Actually, in Florida, in the Tampa area, the governor has declared a state of emergency as a reservoir holding millions of gallons of radioactive water. Millions of gallons. A lot of radioactive water. they found that there was a leak in this phosphate plant pond. And it's located on the wall, and it's a 77-acre pond that holds about 600 million gallons of water containing phosphorus, nitrogen, and small amounts of radium and uranium. Those are some delicious minerals right there. And the stacks can also release large concentrations of radon gas. To put it in perspective, if you drank that water, that's it. If you touch that water, that's it. And so there's a leak, and apparently there's a leak and it could collapse at any time. So they told the people in that area, hey, you're going to have to leave your house. And the people who were in the neighboring city, they text them, hey, probably going to need to leave your house. So if you live in that area, yeah, sucks to be you. Because when the millions of gallons of poisonous water leaks, pretty much everything in that area is shit. The apocalypse is the gift that keeps on giving. Florida in the house. Tampa Bay, you got a Super Bowl and a geological eco problem. Other than that, everything's good. All right. Now that we've got the inconsequential stuff out of the way. Because 600 million gallons of poisonous water getting ready to be released in the Tampa area, it's not that big a deal. I don't even know why I'm talking about it. It's not even that important. I don't want to laugh, but it just seems right for some reason that you have that in the apocalypse. I'm gonna talk about something that actually is way more serious, but it's not in this country though. It's in Japan. In Japan, they announced a new ordinance that will take effect on October 1. What is this new ordinance that is coming to effect? It's requiring escalator passengers to stand in place while being transported up or down. Yeah, I'm gonna repeat that just in case you not understanding. If you on the escalator, you gotta stand in place. If you move, you out of pocket. Yeah, they said, and I'm gonna read the note said by Shinanichi Nayashiki. And I know I said that wrong, but wait, Naka Yashiki. Anyway, he said, we need to deliver a strong message to the public to alter practices that have become so pervasive as to be perceived as custom. So, yeah. If you're moving on the escalator, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to catch a whooping. Hey, apparently, there were 805 reported incidents of people being injured as a result of moving on escalators between January 2018 in December 2019. So apparently escalators are very, very deadly places in Japan. I'm gonna have to, next time at the mall, I'm gonna have to look at those escalators differently. Apparently in Japan, either there's some demons. You know how they always got the scariest movies in Japan. Their horror flicks is on another level. I'm gonna guess that they got poltergeists there, spirits that are just on a whole other level. And if you try to move, those spirits would hit you and make you fall off, fall down the escalator, or whatnot. Because 805 incidents. Reported injuries on an escalator. Now, I'm seriously not trying to make fun, but damn, I thought the escalator, aside from the fact that you know your escalator game, right? Everybody got the escalator game. It's an unwritten thing, but it's like, so for example, As a man, if I'm on a date on the escalator, I'm going to strategically be behind you because, you know, maybe I want to take a look at what you're working with that night. Strategically. Or, you know, it's just like you're just lined up because you're together. You're lined up. You don't necessarily hold hands on the escalator. I don't try to touch the sides, right? Because the sides, everybody and their mama touch them. They're kind of nasty. So you kind of like, you like line up with who you with. So either you're on the same one or you're the one above or below. But y'all together, y'all congruent. That's the word I haven't used. You're congruent. You're together. Lined up together. Just saying. I thought it was escalator game. It's like once you get on and you're set, that's kind of it, right? Then you can make your move, but nope. In Japan, apparently they have not mastered the escalator game. Their escalator game is whack. Maybe we need to flex the American escalator work ethic and show the folks in Japan how to actually get on the escalator and not hurt yourself. The fact that you have an ordinance that says you can't move because too many people hurt themselves on the escalator. Is that the apocalypse? Or is it, I don't know. I just, do I need a hidden camera in Japan? Like you just watching folks just falling over on the escalator, knocking all the people down underneath. You like jumping over folks falling down. Escalator game. I mean, because we talking about in Japan, I can't move on the escalator, but I can buy used underwear in the vending machine. As you know, I guess aside from having vicious escalator game there in Japan, their vending machine game is on a whole other level. Right? Because they got, I mean, you can buy used underwear. I don't want to know where they get that from. It's just hilarious for no reason whatsoever and perplexing and just weird as hell all at the same time. But you can also buy lobster in the vending machine there. Get your fortune told. Get you some eggs, get you some flowers. They even have a vending machine where you can get girls' phone numbers. Yes, I said it. You can get folks' phone numbers. They, single people put their phone number in the vending machine and you can, to get somebody's phone number. Yeah, that's how they live in Japan. You get you some lingerie and you can also get you a rhinoceros beetle. Get you a rhinoceros beetle. That's Japan. The apocalypse has spoken. Undefeated. 2020 and going into 2021. You can, in Japan. Just don't move on that escalator. You might cause an international incident. You know, you Americans. So, if you think about going to Japan, if you go before October, you're fine. You can move on the escalator. Maybe you can be an escalator role model. While you're on your way to get a souvenir, right? And get you some used panties as a souvenir. Along with a rhinoceros beetle. So, you know, I go to Japan. I'm going to take a picture by the panties. I just got to. Used panties. It's, wow. Oh, man. So, I'm going to break here. We want to send some love out to DMX. Man. It's a tough one. If you don't know, DMX had a heart attack. He's not doing well. We want to send some love out to that brother. With that, this is DMX, Rough Riders Anthem.
Shut them down.
I'm wrong. The vast majority of these requests are from inmates requesting to be transferred to female facilities. And only 6 did not request to be in a woman's facility. The 255 are from transgender women and non-binary incarcerated people who are requested to be housed in a female institution, and 6 are from transgender men and non-binary incarcerated people who are requesting to be housed in a male institution. All right, so 6 out of the 261. So, here we go. Now, for the transgender men going over to the jail, rape is not their issue, right? They don't have to worry about rape because it will be, you know, it's like, hey, I want penis. So it'd be okay. That's why they won't. Yes, I know. It's not about sex. None of it's about sex. Even though I'm going to guess there's going to be an uptick in the next couple years or so of pregnancies in jail. Prison. I'm gonna get my Nostradamus in right now. I'm calling it. I already called that. Yeah, as soon as they pass that bill, everybody's, and only 6 of them want to be transferred over to the women's facility. So you say one will be, hey, I'm not going to get raped continually no more. We could probably guess that that's a factor. Just an educated guess. Rape won't be a factor no more as far as the individuals getting transferred over. Now, there may be some consensual cells swapping, sharing conversations. I mean, it's about to get jiggy, because what's not happening is when we talk about transgender, they're not changing their sex. You know, I identify as a woman, but I'm still got that dick and balls. So, yeah. Gonna be interesting. I'm gonna predict that there's gonna be a lot of kids born aborted. It's gonna get ugly. It's gonna get ugly. But hey, what can you say? I was like, men are coming. The men are coming. And not just to the prison. Or in the prison. I'm just gonna say it's there. I called it when it first came. We first passed that bill. And here we are. We're gonna have these folks out here getting it in. Tell a friend. Because it's the apocalypse. Might as well mix it up. You know what? Nothing says the apocalypse like men and women having the opportunity to I'm looking for a word. I'm not going to find it right now. But they get to congregate. That's what I'm saying. Congregate and fellowship together. I know people who go to church are like, why would you say fellowship? I'm just saying they're fellowshipping. It's going to be a lot of fellowshipping. Prison Synergy at its finest in the apocalypse. Speaking of more apocalyptic things, there's a man in Fresno who choked to death during an amateur taco eating contest at a minor league baseball game. His son is suing the event's organizers for negligence. So, Marshall Hutchings filed a lawsuit Monday alleging his father, Dana Hutchings, was not made aware of the risks and dangers involved in an eating contest. The 41-year-old Dana Hutchings died after choking on tacos. We'll say that again. There's that dramatic pause. He died after choking on tacos while competing in a contest during a Fresno Grizzlies game. And because people train, because taco eating is a sport, and you have to train yourself physically ready to participate. And so the lawyer is saying, well, the conductors of the event should have made the risk known to the competitors and taken steps to protect them. See, not to sound cruel or callous, but if you're in an eating contest and you find yourself choking, smart money says, stop. Don't try to win. I mean, we kind of can guess what happened. He's stuffing the tacos. Anybody's ever seen any of these contests? They're stuffing the taco. It's like, and so he chokes himself out eating to fit. You know, it's one of the dumbest ways you could die, right? I'm trying, I don't know how you can, but they're suing. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that he got into an eating contest and died. But when you're suing because your dad ate too much too fast, they should have told him that if you eat too much too fast, you could die. You could die. You have to tell grown folks who enter into a contest voluntarily, hey, if you do something stupid, you might die. That's what we doing. See, I always fall back on stupid people having kids. See, this once again, we've got a young man. Yes, you're grieving your father. I get it. But the people who run the contest, they are not at fault. I can see if he died of food poisoning. But it was not food poisoning. Nobody had a gun to his head. It's eating tacos. Now, as someone who enjoys tacos, I think tacos are delicious. I can eat tacos every day. And I think a lot of people, tacos are delicious. You can eat tacos every day, all day. I especially love tacos. You know, they're savory. They got the juice. Just want to catch all the juice in your mouth. It's all on the side. Just eating tacos. Just saying. Delicious. It's one of those things where you can just like, it's a taco. You see a taco, you get excited. I want to eat that taco. But I'm not going to eat the taco and be at a point where I can't breathe and choke yourself out and die. I'm just saying. Y'all feel me out there? That's the American way. We have words that we use to emphasize what we say. Like, you heard me. If you're in New Orleans, you heard me. You heard. Yeah, I heard you. You heard. Yeah, I heard you. Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? We got that. That's American. That's it. Part of the American lexicon. Know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? You heard? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Just saying. What makes sense? Suing because my dad ate too much. All right. I can't. The apocalypse. Stupidity. At its figgity finest. And there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. Because that's apparently how we live in here in America. We're going to sue for everything. And we're going to do some other stupid stuff too. For example, we talked about AI. Now, I mean, there's TED Talks about AI. And, you know, AI is everywhere. People on the phone, facial record. Facial recognition. And we've talked about on this show in particular how facial recognition doesn't necessarily recognize people who are a little bit darker. Doesn't work for us. Our skin, whether in the airport trying to wash your hands or your phone recognition or the police and how it messes you up and can get you confused with somebody else because somebody programmed the algorithm to be all jacked up where it can only recognize light skin faces correctly, darker skin faces not so correctly. So now they've come up with yet another one. Not only do they want to use facial recognition, they also want to read your emotions with the help of AI. Now, I wouldn't necessarily, well, I would talk about this. There's no way in hell I wouldn't talk about this, right? So we already know it can't see me correctly. And more than likely, it's going to mistake me for some dude that I've never met in a place that I probably haven't been. He did something, and I'm the criminal for it. Now they're going to read my emotions. Already, if they're programming it correctly, meaning racist, because that's the way we do things in this country. We already programming racist because more than likely the programmer may be racist, maybe not racist, but maybe they just don't take into account people who look like me. We'll just hold on to the ignorant part. The ignorance of the bias, right? And so, let's just say I've got my normal face. I like to think I'm a cool, calm, mellow guy. Uh-oh, I said guy. I didn't use a pronoun. I'm in trouble anyway. I'm stuck in an emotion that they say that I have that I don't have. Angry black man. Because apparently my face looks mad. Or some of the sisters out there can recognize the angry black woman. You're like, this is just my face. I thought I was smiling. You be showing teeth. They're like, that's angry teeth. And so, you know, they're already, scientists are already talking about the computer's ability to understand emotions are fundamentally flawed. Because it's a freaking computer and somebody programmed it. So, yeah. Another way to get us wrong. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, if it already can't recognize my face correctly, then it can't recognize my face correctly. Then it's going to say, well, you look like you're mad. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Because you can go to emojify.info and you can see how your emotions are read by your computer via your webcam. And it challenges you to produce 6 different emotions. Happiness, sadness, fear, surprise, disgust, and anger. And then it will attempt to identify. I'll use the same face, and it'll probably misidentify me that every time. But hey, if you want to try it out, emojify.info. Check it out for yourself. Y'all with the webcam. And see how it can mess you up too. Alright. That note, probably should go on break. I am going to go on break. Here's the EPMD. So what you saying?
Playing the suckers, the lane. A battle in the trenches with a funky plane. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime. latest future is called cutters. I've been climbing the charts. Better known as a citizen. My brothers on our jock while we kickin' for richness. Dropping hits like a mouse. We got some chill and more. The roof is in the pudding.
Check the billboard.
People round town talking this and that. Now how we sound like the R. And I mean it's a whack. Drop the album, strictly business, and you know we were bold. And 30 days later, the LP was gold. So what you saying?
EPMD. So what you saying? 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Oh, man. Woo. Craziness in the house. Right? And it's the apocalypse, but during the apocalypse, there's still some Groundhog Day stuff that's happening, and just going to dive in right now.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right, so mummies of ancient Egyptian royalty to parade through the streets of Cairo. So, the Pharaoh's Golden Parade, organized by the Egyptian Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities, apparently, Saturday, it was a televised event featuring Egyptian celebrities escorting them to their new home. So, the 22 mummies will go from the Egyptian Museum in Tahrir to the National Museum of Egyptian Civilization. They move 18 kings and 4 queens and their belongings 3 miles to the new museum, which is set to open to the public later this year. So, why is this Groundhog Day? We got black folks who have been dug up and put on display for your viewing pleasure. And it's a televised event. Disrespecting the dead. Ha ha! Yeah! I can't wait to disrespect the dead even more by watching them on TV as they're being traveled to their new place of desecration. Yeah, museums are desecrations, especially when we talking about mummies. These folks, they didn't do all that they didn't get buried so that they can make some folks money in the future. They did. I'm sorry. I mean, how is this not disrespectful? We digging up folks. I mean, you already took the treasure. Now we're making money. We're making money. I'll say this again. We're making money looking at dead folk on display. Like, wow, it's a dead person who was buried. They didn't put in their will, hey, put me on display for the public so everybody can see me. Everybody can see me, and y'all can make boatloads of money showing me off. I don't think that's in any of their wills. If we go through all 22 of the so-called Pharaoh's Golden Parade, I'm going to guess there's not one of them in any of the hieroglyphs or any of the ancient texts that they left behind that said, hey, I want to be dug up and put on display for you ignorant bastards. I'm just saying. Now, I'm not going to call the people who go and look at the mummies, the scum of the earth, because they're just general people have a curiosity, whatnot. Oh, it's beautiful, blah, 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 right? But the people who dug them up, the people who have them on display, because last time I checked, we don't dig up people in this country who's supposed to be famous. We ain't got Abraham Lincoln on display in the museum, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. But yet these I was trying not to cuss, but you know what? Fuck it. These motherfuckers got the ancestors on display. That's what they doing. That's what they doing, right? Now think of how crazy that is. Think of how crazy that is. And I'm sure, like, if any of you listening, if you were to grow old and get famous, you don't want to be dug up and put on display. Maybe there's some people who are, because you're like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna get my TikTok on, right? I'm gonna get my TikTok on. In death, I'm gonna have all these followers. I don't think that they was thinking like that. I don't think that they care about TikTok, YouTube, museum followers, people who took pictures with them. Well, I just don't think they care. I don't. But that's just me. That's just me. So, yeah. If you're thinking about going to see the museums, I would say no. If you try and check out dead folks, I say it's desecration, and you're part of the problem. No judgment, just facts. Speaking of facts, because we talk about how our lives are supposed to matter. Oh, man. I got some more names. I got some more names. Unfortunately, I got some more names. What names are we talking about? So it was Easter. It was Easter, right? Easter supposed to be for a lot of people, Christian nation. Supposed to be celebrating the resurrection of your Lord and Savior. That's what you're supposed to be doing. In Fort Lauderdale, there was a hell of gunfire from multiple high-powered guns and rifles, causing the crowd to scramble and leaving three wounded, including the six-year-old girl. They fired multiple shooters fired more than 50 rounds. 50 rounds. Yep, people were getting together, having a good time in the store, turned to chaos. People were shot and injured. It was the block party. Waiting to see the protests about it, but I don't think that's going to happen. In Alabama, at a park, a woman died and four children were injured after more than 30 bullets were fired during an altercation at an Easter gathering. Celebrating our Lord and Savior. Resurrection. Celebrating Easter. Ariel Yarborough. A name nobody's going to be saying, but she's dead. Four other victims between the age of 5 and 17 sustained gunshot wounds. Are we going to hear about Ariel Yarborough? Probably not. Police didn't kill him. And once again, this is supposed to be during the day of your Lord and Savior. Shootings, because that's on a day of peace, we got to be packing our peace. Ariel Yarborough. Not going to get the Breonna Taylor treatment. Because the wrong people killed. People who look like her. And I know. Not supposed to talk about that. Because, hey, it don't fit the script, right? It don't make sense. Why are we talking about that? You know, yeah, we know we got some issues, but we can't, you know, they be talking about that black-on-black crime. We can't talk about that. No, I ain't talking about no black-on-black crime. I'm just talking about just dumb behavior. Dumb behavior. You know, because once again, we add names to the ledger. Some names get famous and last forever, and some don't. And I'm like, I don't understand why. I will never understand why. I refuse to understand why. Because to me, each one of these deaths are equally appalling. And on that note, I'm going to F the N-word. This is another Smooth Drama production. You want to continue the conversation, we are on the Smooth Drama site in the chat room, www.smoothdrama.com. Catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth.